24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Afternoon. It is 2 p.m. and you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash and I'm your host, Erin. And that was such a cute little ID right before this. My old co-host and co-Whiplash founder, Alex. I miss her so much. I saw her a few weeks ago, but it's never enough. It's never enough. one day I hope that we'll be roommates. But... wrong mic there. Sorry. Everything was all jumbled when I hit the studio today, so let me just fix it up real quick. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous Friday afternoon. It's almost like this is like the Goldilocks of weather. You know what I mean? Like it was way, 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 way too hot for way too long, and then it got so cold. Even though it was 20 degrees, it was just so cold for some reason, and now it's like, I feel like it's leveled out. So I'm really happy with that. Again, I say this every week, super, super excited for what I have to play. I did some deep dives for today's show, and I really, really hope that you enjoy it. I have a huge mix-up of styles that I'm playing today. Sorry, I'm just looking at someone behind me. Come say hi. If you hear this, super, super excited. I'm driving straight down to Toronto after this. So sorry if I sound like very fast and speedy. My mind is miles ahead of where I am right now. Based on the weather, I'm going to play pretty much the only song that I can play from his 2025 album. Up first is Bad Bunny. And then I have some new music from a Montreal artist that I really like. And then a throwback to the Constantines, which were a 90s band that came out of Guelph, Ontario. This is Bad Bunny on CFRC 101.9 FM.
¿Quieres divertir? Sacamos el estadio.
Cuidado que nadie nos escuche. tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que
You just heard Vanity by Isabella Love Story. She's a Canadian artist. I actually just found her earlier today. And I don't know, I think she sounds pretty promising for pop music. Obviously, she is a Spanish artist, but she lived in US and Canada. And yeah, says she lives between Montreal, New York, and London, which I think is kind of insane. But she is from Honduras, which I think is really, really cool. And I would definitely keep an eye out for her stuff. I think it's, really cool, really unique. And then before that was Lisa Vedda by Constantines, which I've just come to find out they are colloquially known as the Cons, according to Reddit. So I'm not too sure how accurate people, like, if generally people call them the Cons, but, you know, whatever. But I just found out about them also today, funnily enough. I've never heard of them, from Guelph. They originally came out in the late 90s. They toured with the Foo Fighters, and they have like 5 albums out, and then there seems to be like a pretty big internet discourse of like which album's better, and all that kind of stuff. But they last released an album in 2008, so who knows, maybe we're due for a reunion, and hopefully we'll get to see that, because according to the internet, they are really, really, really good live. Really cool. I actually saw, not to beef the Arkells, but I saw one person say, yeah, the Arkells' debut single is a direct ripoff of one of their songs. So who knows? Maybe they could be a little bit of inspiration there. Definitely go check them out. I will for sure. But it seems to be a pretty popular consensus, seems to be the consensus. I had too many unnecessary words sometimes, that their 2003 album Shine a Light is their best. So maybe start there. I lied, actually. I think they're still playing. Don't listen to me. I actually lie every single week when I come on here. And then before that was a new single by Alex Ferns, who's another Montreal artist that I really like. I think they sound really unique, pretty post-industrial stuff. I always look forward to what they have to put out. It's a lot of like random beep beep boop boop, pots and pans crashing together kind of music. And that was their new song, Knife to the Throat. I'm not going to attempt to say that in French, because someone will probably put a knife to my throat. And then before that was New York by Bad Bunny off of his 2025 album that dropped in January, of which I am not going to attempt to pronounce either the title nor the album name, because again, knife to my throat, someone will do it, I know it. I'm hitting the 401 later today. I don't want to risk anyone. I don't want like the universal karma coming at me for fortifying the names. But up next is a very well-known Canadian band, Broken Social Scene. And every once in a while, I never go through their discography. I'm actually still pretty new to Broken Social Scene. I saw them live. They opened for Boy Genius, and I just think it was just the wrong time for me to see them. But I discover like a new song by them every month, every couple months, and I just consistently have it in rotation. So I just think that they're one of those groups that I just need to slowly consume. I've been rocking this song for quite a while. And then after that are two songs that I actually took off my set list for last week's show, because we got here late and then we were talking too much. So that would be No Joy and Heavy Wild. And then I'm going to finish it off with a song called Love Rocks, which I actually forgot about, but had been in my... there's no excuse there, sorry. We're just going to get into Broken Social Scene on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you just heard L-O-V-E Rocks by Frederick Valentine. I don't know where these people are from, but it's probably, I'll always assume that everything I try to pronounce with hesitancy is definitely not pronounced correctly. But before, I've been listening to that song for months and months and months, and I always just forget to play it. It's just always on repeat, and I just find it so nice driving too, and it's sunny, windows down, etc., etc. Without a doubt, I'm gonna be listening to this playlist probably twice in a row when I'm driving after this. And then before that was Wasteland by Heavy Wild, and before that was Hair Tarot Lies by No Joy, and Hair is spelled like the rabbit, H-A-R-E. And those were two songs that I didn't get to play last week, so I'm very, very happy that they made it onto this week's playlist, because sometimes I take things off and then I totally forget, and then they come back into rotation a few months later and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I don't know, I really resonate with the title of that song, because sometimes I feel like my tarot readings are lying to me, because they're being too honest and I don't like it. Before that was Almost Crimes by Broken Social Scene, but it was the Radio Kills remix. Yeah, I really like that one. We're entering the second half of the show today. Yeah, honestly, I've been doing very last minute research for my shows, so I feel like every week this summer I've kind of been like, oh my gosh, I found this today, oh my gosh, I found this one today too. But yeah, again, so the next three songs I found earlier this morning, and I really hope that you enjoy them. I have the Suicide Dolls, Spanish for Hitchhiking with Black Francis, and Durwood Andrews. And I just want to say, just in the spirit of when I've been able to come into the studio live, I seem to always forget what I actually want to talk about. But it's also usually always a pop culture update. So my pop culture update for this week is that Millie Bobby Brown, if you don't know who that is, she was like 11 in Stranger Things. She recently got married to Bon Jovi's son. I don't know his name, but his last name is Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi. She got married to him, but they got engaged when they were 19. They got married like last year when she was 20, 21. And now they just announced that they adopted a baby girl. Yeah. There you go. If you didn't know, now you know. But people, of course, are making jokes that how in the stretch of one TV series has she managed to get engaged, get married, and now have a child. So food for thought, but also, yeah, why is this show taking so long? I don't know when it's supposed to premiere, probably October, because it's supposed to be spooky. But someone said, I don't know, if you watch one episode a day starting soon, you'll be there in time for season 5 premiering. Which of course I'm gonna watch, but I'll probably begrudgingly watch it because I'm just so over it now. But I have to be in the loop. I really do have to be in the loop. So that's that. I don't know. Let me know. Well, are you gonna watch it or are you not gonna watch it? Are you gonna say pass? It's taking too long. They're all adults. How? Actually, it's supposed to be a time jump, I think. They're not still in high school. I think obviously it's very hard to believe that it's all within the same kind of 2 years or so, 1 year, that all of this has happened since they started when they were like 12 years old and now they're 22. Yeah, 10 years. Like, I was in seventh grade when Stranger Things first came out and it was all the rage, and now I've finished university. So I don't know, that's that. But this is brand new and close by. Speaking of season 5 of Stranger Things, yeah, brand new and close by the Suicide Dolls.
Taste for the shit popping, country in the city with the ignorant hip tie. Cause I do it for the love, forget about the profit, forget about the flow a bit, and focus on the content. Feeling like I'm opera rocking even when I'm on it. Probably from the shitty food and early morning bong hits. Probably from the iffy mood that's perking in my noggin. I forgot it really rude and reeling from the song. It's time me with the timing and the sound, I need to rock it. Got a trapper rolled up, yo, it's fuzzy wuzzy motherfucking unconventional. Was he dumb and number one hit instrumentals? No, he makes the weird shit. Shit that make the hunters wanna feel him on my beat a bit. Profile, go by, high five, wise guys on the beat. Talking all the blah, 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 blah. Man, I'ma keep pumping out the rock, rock, rock. Sitting every year, you crack up on my 5 miles on. I don't need the proper blood back. You feel the fucking flow shit. I'm a rapper with the rappers and a motherfucking dopest. Put my heart into it, I got no girl, got no kids. No motherfucking manners, but a motherfucking show me. How can it not be a god to get chokes this? I got a lock in the locks to my toes. Man, jobs on the box with a nose. Bringing lock in the wall with a job with the flow. Got a docket, but I do it for the love. Forget about the profit, forget about the flow of it. Focus on the content, feeling like I'm off a rocket even in the morning. Probably from the shitty food and early morning long hits. Probably from the iffy mood that's perking in the noggin. I'm off the yard of really good and reeling from a song. Sound me with the timing and the style, I need to rock it. Got a trapper rolling up. Yo, it's sleepy on the beat, sleepy on the rounds, fans sleeping on real shit and never seeking my man's beeping the grill shit and standing in the line for a whack pack of kids only rapping half their lines like it's fine. Please don't bop your head for these fake swag having ass rapping rap MCs making half ass tracks throwing it on the web juice and only getting props from the bitch and her besties. Friends looking for my ass been busy tumbling and the fucking whole rock chose leaving stumbling smoking tons of posts freaking stay away from other shit and go until my eyes are looking slowly then I'm done with it. I'm running this, I'm fussing here with the money as long as I can come gas for tomorrow. I'm done with this bunch of kids who want the fucking shit and I need a motherfucking swag to borrow. Now yo, I'm there to follow no trend, I'm down for taking money but no compromise for those ends. I'm down down for getting honey, but I'm done with all the dumb chicks, done with all the drama that a dumb chick comes with. Who wants to want a cool woman to chill after the shows? A chick that's down to Bible beats and writing smoke bowls. I ain't really picky, she didn't even have a man long. She keeps it on the low, and if she truly understands it, then it's time to do it for the love. Forget about the profit, forget about the flow of it. Focus on the content, feeling like a macro rocket even when they're morning. Probably from the shitty food and early morning bong hits. Probably from the iffy mood that's perking in my noggin. I'm awfully out and really rude and reeling from a zone. Sound me with the time and the style, I need to rock it. Got a trapper rolled up, sneak it in my pocket and got me.
Shattered on the floor so loud, I'm getting pretty desperate now, desperate for change. Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Stern, Friday 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on this.
Hello, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. So sorry for the technical difficulties. We will be right back to our regularly scheduled programming at 3 p.m.
Lessons on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.